everybody. This is the Red Zone Podcast with your host Ryan Smith and Dustin Wilson.
What's up?
So, we're going to start off the show today with us talking about the game last night, if you could even call it that.
Yeah, if you can call it, looked like that.
Yeah, it looked like the Eagles, I think they beat the Elmira Falcons last night. I'm not sure.
It sure freaking looked like it, didn't it?
Oh my gosh. I think that the Elmira Falcons quarterback, I'm not even sure who it would be, could do better than Eli.
Yeah. You just cannot. You can't trust Eli at all in any situation, anything.
I would say that the O-line did do terrible, but, you know, they can't rely on Eli. If the O-line's not doing good, they're not going to do good because Eli can't scramble.
No, he can't. He looks like a damn mannequin that gained a little bit of life trying to move. You know what I'm saying? How stiff? You hit me, I'm gonna break.
That's how all the Mannings look. They just
Peyton at least running out there. And yeah, that's true.
But yeah, no, I could not believe all the short passes, dude. You just see him throwing these short passes, and you're like, seriously, dude, you got to get one downfield. Like, I don't know if you know how to play football, but you got to make it past 2 yards.
I feel like he throws with his eyes closed, man. I swear, he just throws with his eyes fucking closed and wishes and hopes OBJ grabs it.
I think he just, like, looks at his first receiver going through his motions, you know. I think he looks there. If that guy's not open, straight to Saquon Barkley for 5 yards.
Yep. That's his safety route. His little safety release.
And Saquon, oh my gosh, did he have a day.
Dude.
That was just insane.
He was going nuts last night. I was proud of that guy. He was doing what he could to pick up the slack. And when he broke off on that, what was it, like a 4 to 3 yard or longer touchdown?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dude, that it almost looked like at the end he wasn't trying a whole lot, but like when he got that burst of speed right when he got out that line, dude, he was gone instantly.
He was gone. I know. When I seen him pass the cornerback on the outside, I was like, well, Saquon's got a touchdown.
Yeah, there's a touchdown right there. And you got him on your fantasy, like my wife does. So I bet you guys are super stoked for that.
Oh my gosh, I was stoked, but also just disappointed in the whole game. Like I wasn't even like the 30 points he got me. I was like, oh sweet, but it was like just such a letdown to watch the Giants do so terrible against the Eagles, who have not been doing great.
Not at all. The Eagles have been. I was listening to I don't know if it's ESPN or what it was, but they were, you know how like. The team wins a Super Bowl and they come back the next season and then they start like 1-4 or 0-5 or whatever it is. And then, you know, like it said something about like 8 teams that have done that. They're the 8 teams that have done it. Out of those 8 teams, there's only 2 that's made it to the playoffs the next season.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
That's terrible odds. And they're not playing good at all, even, you know, with Wentz in right now. Like, I don't know what to
doing
say about
okay,
it.
But this was like the first game where they actually broke out, you know, like. The whole season, they've kind of been
Alshon boring. Catching everything.
John did great. Yeah. I couldn't believe how good he did. But, the defense started off really strong, doing good. But then, I mean, the whole team, you just saw the whole team start collapsing on itself when Eli could not get a touchdown for the team.
Well, they're losing faith in him. And, like, I think it was the announcers, whoever was talking, you know, saying that they skipped over the quarterback position this year, trying to squeeze a few more years out of Eli. And I'm like, you know, you guys got a good pickup in Barkley, but, like, Eli, he's been downhill. He's been on his downhill slide the last 2 or 3 years, in my opinion. Like, a pretty good pace, too.
Yeah. And he has, like, 3 or 4 crazy good games in a year. And then you're like, apparently every Giants fan took that as like, oh yeah, he's clutch, you know, that's Eli. It's like, no, he's just really bad, and sometimes Blake Bortles his way into a fucking win.
That's a good reference. That's a perfect reference, actually.
I heard that on the Will Kane show. His producer, or you know, one of the guys on his show, asked him, if you switched out Blake Bortles and Dak Prescott, would there even be a change? And I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. I mean, that's really true. Like, they seem great mobile quarterbacks. And I was like, fuck, dude. Did that with Eli. I don't know if it would help or not. I mean, it probably would. Blake Bortles can at least run.
Yeah, he can at least scramble. Eli, like, you see all the memes out there, dude, and his facial expressions, like, when he's out on the field trying to do anything, trying he's to get away.
Too.
Oh, you can tell. You could totally tell in his game. He does not look like the same person at all.
Yeah. This team's not doing good. This was supposed to be the turnaround point.
And it's not happening right now. And you've seen OBJ saying what he said. You know, he feels like he's being held back, not being able to go to his full potential with Eli. But if you look at a lot of catches, there's very seldom where he catches in stride or catches good, you know, like good caught balls. He's always having to reach back, reach super fucking high in the air. You know, one hand in these balls down, dude, just because Eli's throwing them short, throwing them too high. Like, that's what I'm saying. Eli's throwing with his eyes closed, man, and just throwing up a prayer.
Yeah, I know. It's just when he actually does the deep ball, they're not accurate. That's what the most annoying thing is. Yep. I mean, even a OBJ who can catch pretty much anywhere, his catch radius is like 5 feet around him.
Mm-hmm.
And he underthrows him to where it's like the cornerback's got more of
a better chance
of actually catching the football. Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that a couple times last night too.
I mean, overthrow him, if anything. Overthrow him so he can jump up and catch it with one hand, because that's what he does.
Yeah. Exactly what he does.
Yeah. So,
Enough of that one, though.
Yeah, there's not much else you can say for the Eagles. Their running backs did pretty much how I thought they would. You know, they both kind of struggled. One of them got a touchdown. Corey Clement, I think, got the touchdown.
Yeah, he did. That was his first touchdown in a while, wasn't it?
I think so. The Eagles haven't made me want to watch them.
They've been off the radar. They've been unattractive in the watching game right now in the NFL. Going from last year, feeling good, and then this year, I don't know what happened.
He was pretty featured last year. He was on TV all the time, you know, that he helped ratings, so they put him on. This year, the offense has been struggling so much that they're like, yeah, we can't put him on. But this was a division match, and I'm sure it was planned well ahead, and they expected Carson Wentz for this game. I bet you this is the game that they were like, well, Carson Wentz will be back somewhere around here.
Yeah. They played decently last night. I mean, they did have 34 points? And wasn't it mostly during the first half that they scored, and then the second half everything kind of slowed down that whole game in general?
21 points in the first half.
Okay. So they did get another couple touchdowns, or at least one.
And I think it was a touchdown and two.
Was it field goals? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, so not even.
That adds up. That adds up, yeah. Yeah, and I think that one. Which he's been a good kicker since he came into the league last year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it was a rainy game, but that's still, it doesn't.
Nothing crazy, though.
I mean, Saquon proves that they should have just given him the ball the whole time. I mean, with how bad Eli was doing. And that coach, I don't know what the heck he's going to do, man. Because this locker room had to have been crazy afterwards. I didn't listen to any podcasts today. I'm sure that they all talked about the Giants and the Eagles game and how bad the Giants looked and how bad the locker room's going to blow up. And
see, I listened to the Fantasy Focus, and I didn't listen to the full thing, so I didn't probably get to that part, you know, where they talked about this game. But
usually they spend most of the time talking about the other games.
Yeah, it was previewing picks is what it was.
they review all the games on Monday.
Yeah.
So they won't get to it till then. But I'm sure that Will Kane and First Take had to have talked about it because Max Kellerman and Molly are both Giants fans, and they were expecting a win.
Okay.
I was expecting a win for the Giants.
Well, me too. We both chose it, but I was thinking about it, and you know, people who have OBJ and like you have Barkley, like he's obviously going to score no matter what because they got to give him the ball. You know what I mean? But I would almost be nervous to play OBJ just because of Eli not being able to throw the ball accurate almost never. Like the dude's struggling.
That's what his problem was the last couple of years, even with Odell in.
I know, but
they had their
it's rough, man.
Without Odell, and now they look even worse this year with Odell in, and Odell's frustrated about it. So I mean, there's a clear. I mean,
Barkley was cooling him down last night, man. Like Barkley was like, you know, like he's been there a couple of years. OBJ headbutting the cooler. The cooling fan or whatever it was. But it all, for me, in my opinion, it all revolves around Eli and his lack. Because the defense gets tired of being on the field. What was his first or second possession they threw the
it was first possession, and then maybe I think he had two picks, but the first one, it wasn't exactly his fault, but it was a badly thrown ball. I mean, it bounced off of his tight end's hands. The guy possibly could have grabbed it, but it was too close to the defender. You need to throw on the opposite shoulder. Mm-hmm. His other shoulder's wide open away from the defender. I mean, it's clear that that's where it needs to go. And he threw it towards the defender, bounces off, gets deflected, you know, and interception.
Yeah.
Right after there was supposed to be a fumble that, you know, that they it was called a fumble, but then they got it called back because it wasn't. The guy was down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was nice. It was a terrible game. There's really no other way to go around.
In my opinion, that was a Thursday night football game that was not worth being on Thursday night football.
a lot of the podcasts have been talking about how the ratings in the NFL have gone up because Thursday night games have been so much better. This one
was
the worst.
Shot in the foot. Game. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Done.
No, I bet you the Giants don't show up on any games for a few weeks now. Nobody's going to want to watch that.
It's terrible. I mean, I would have rather watched the Bills and the Texans this week on Thursday night instead of, you know, on Sunday. I would rather watch that game.
At least if you see the QB struggling, you're like, well, he's a rookie.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's somewhat of an excuse, but I don't know. Eli has no excuse. He's been there. He's been around too long. He's had too many success stories, and then the last few seasons to fall off the map so hard like he has. That's just beyond me.
It's super bad. I mean, you can't have two Super Bowls and then turn around and be this guy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But let's get on to the next one. I'm actually excited. I don't know if this game's televised or not, but the Buccaneers and Falcons.
Yeah.
First game back. I just don't know. It's going to be... It was kind of a hard pick for me, honestly, because the Falcons have been underperforming.
Yeah, in the long run they have. And they don't have Freeman a lot of the time recently. Or when they do, three running backs to kind of, I mean, Cohen and Ito have been showing out since Freeman's been out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Coleman's always been good, I think. I think that if, I'm not sure what his contract looks like, but I think that if he goes to another team, he could be a feature back. He could be the number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets right now, I think he would kick Crowell and
Powell
out of the game. Basically, they would be complimentary guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, Crowell, he is hurt right now, so possibilities are endless.
I mean, it's hard to run for over 200 yards in a game. That easy, I guess.
Yeah.
Not easy breaking the record, but Yeah, so Winston's starting this game, and I've been picking the Falcons literally every week because I think this team is so good.
Same here. I agree with that.
But that so far what it's gotten me is four misses and one good one.
It's hard to pick against them just because Winston and Jackson has had a pretty rough time connecting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, oh gosh, I can't even think of his name. What's Mike Evans. Mike Evans
catches everything.
Guy. Yeah, that's when Mike Evans had his best year ever, was when he was just throwing the ball constantly to Evans, you know.
Yeah. He's still doing good this year. Even with Magic back there, you know what I mean? Like, that dude's catching literally everything that's thrown.
He had one bad year last year, which was still over 1,000 yards, I believe. But close to it. He had some crazy year the year before. Like 17 touchdowns and 1,200 or 1,400 yards. Like he had, and that was when I had him in fantasy that year. He was like,
I remember that.
And everybody was like, oh, he's going to be a top receiver, you know, next year. And then next year was his down year.
Yep. He's a good player. It's just Winston, I don't know. He's good, but he's been hit or miss, you know, even off injury from last year. Dude's been hit or miss. In my eyes, anyways.
And I heard that actually last year, everybody has been saying, you know, like he's inconsistent and all this stuff, but his numbers have been going up and up and up every single year. And last year is no different. Like everyone thought that he was kind of off and on, but his stats actually show that he did really good, even though, I mean, he missed three games last year too.
Winston did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember those games actually.
Yeah, his stats have been going up. So, and they've been saying, you know, that his training camp has been really good this year. I'm sure that we'll see the classic Winston just like stumbling, not knowing where to go, panic throw into somebody, a defender's hands. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that he does better. I don't like Winston, but I really like this team. I like all the players on it, and I hope that they do good because he does good.
Well, from the stuff that I've seen and read and listened to, it seems like Brate is his go-to, you know, right now.
Yep, he has been, I mean, for a while. So I'm wondering if the O.J. Howard situation... O.J. Howard was, like, a top pick.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, well, is he going to take over Brate? And he never did when Winston was in. Fitzmagic, you know, goes out there and starts throwing to Howard. I don't know if the coach is... wanted him to, or if design plays, you know, I don't know how it worked out, but now that Winston's in, it's kind of like, is OJ Howard going to be the guy, or is Brate?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm actually starting him this week, because I think that Winston, obviously, is going to use him like crazy.
Howard?
No, Brate.
Oh, Brate, yeah.
Up, and I'm starting him over David Njoku, who had a good week, now that Baker Mayfield is starting. So,
well, that's good on your part. I'm still rolling that Kyle Rudolph. I'm on the edge, man. I'm on the edge, but there's no better tight end out there, so we'll see.
Well, the good news is they're playing the Cardinals this week, and Patrick Peterson, one of the best shutdown corners in the league. So hopefully they'll have to go to him more.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll freaking see.
I don't even want to talk about this next pick that much. The Texans are going to win. I'm not going to pick the Bills. They're getting lucky. You know, not every week is Hauschka going to kick that game to win it.
6 or 3 yards?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Hauschka. I wish we had never gotten rid of him on the Seahawks.
Same here. I agree with that statement. But I think you're right.
Silly upset. Okay. Yeah. It had nothing to do with any playmakers on their team.
Just a slow-paced game that ended in a tragedy.
I will say, out of this game, it's just like, what's going on with Henry and Lewis? Why can they not run the ball? Derrick Henry has always had like an up and down kind of career. He kept Murray there for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
He's a starter. And so it's just like, Derrick Henry, dude, you're gigantic. Just run through people.
Yeah, he's been struggling recently. Lewis has been the better back on that team so far.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me, but come on, dude. What is your issue? Maybe it's because he's so big that everyone can see him and where he's going. I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you either.
Whoever had him in our league actually dropped him this week. And I looked at him, and I was like, man, you dropped him? I can't believe that. And I looked at his points per game. He's, like, under 6 points.
Yeah, he's been terrible. I looked at him today because I did that trade, and I was looking just to pick up some people, you know, some decent. And, dude, he is not like he was even last year, you know. Like, last year he was there when Murray was out, but right now, dude.
He would have some breakout games last year. This year he's not doing anything.
Yeah, he's not doing nothing right now.
We already talked more about the Buffalo Bills and Texans than I even wanted to.
Yeah, same here. It
turned into the so let's get into the next pick and
the Bears and the Dolphins.
Yep, Bears and Dolphins. So we got Trubisky coming off of a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Dolphins, who are now 3-2, came off another loss, two losses in a row. And Bears are they're top of their division. The Packers are behind them. The Minnesota Vikings are behind them. And, I mean, they're both tied. So if one of them had won that game, which should have been the Packers, then they're tied. And who knows, the Packers would be on top because the only loss the Bears have is with the Packers. And I just don't – I don't know. It's – I picked the Bears, and even though I think they will win, I could see this one being kind of close because we're coming off the game that Trubisky threw, what, like 6 touchdowns, and – I just don't know if that's Trubisky or not. I don't think anybody's sure if that's Trubisky or not. I'm pretty sure in that game, they decided, hey, Buccaneers, they've been scoring a ton. You need to throw it downfield. That's going to be what you do right away. And that's how they got that big lead. I think it was all game plan. So if they look at the Dolphins and they have another game plan because the Dolphins aren't scoring a ton, maybe they just start running the ball again and Trubisky slows down and they don't throw as many touchdowns. I think that the 6 touchdowns was totally due to the fact that the Buccaneers scored so much in all their games prior to the Bears.
Yeah.
We could just see Trubisky going back to, you know, just
his old self.
Yeah, relying on the run game and the defense more to win these games. But I think that this is going to be a boring game.
Possibly, yeah. It just
the Bears or the Dolphins.
Well, the Bears got the upgrade. Obviously, their defense looks great, and I don't think that the Dolphins' line will be able to handle a whole lot of that.
Yeah, I don't think so either, but they can do some short passes to, I mean, most of their guys are short pass guys anyways. They got Amendola, Albert Wilson, and then they got Kenyon Drake, who can just catch the ball short passes. And
dude, Drake, he had a good game last week, but he's been failing me.
One pass, though. Yeah, it was pass to the touchdown.
Yeah. He's just been failing me bad, and I've considered trading him, to be honest.
I would say actively look for somebody who will trade anything for him, because I don't think he's going to do that good.
Not like he did last year. I mean, some games anyways, you know what I mean?
Last year, think of this. Last year, he was a guy you picked up off the waiver wire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was nothing. This year, you had to draft him fairly high, and he's not showing the production of that high of a draft pick.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I...
And I solely drafted him off of my thoughts of him last year and playing against him and seeing him each week, you know, after he was picked up.
It's crazy, too. The Dolphins decide to take a running back really high in the draft this year, Kalen Ballage, and then they also pick up Frank Gore. So they have three running backs, and they're not committing to it. Just, I mean, last week it was Frank Gore. He was the guy who got most of the touches.
Yeah. Well, Frank Gore is solid. He just, I mean, he's had some pretty slow starts.
He's a, you know, constantly just running into people kind of guy. You know, like, he'll go down probably the first guy that tackles him, but he's going to get you 3 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. That game's pretty rough. I mean, you took the Bears, obviously, like I did.
The Bears defense I actually drafted in both of our leagues this year. I dropped them in the couples league that we do because I was like, I can't have the same team. You know, like I have a bunch of players on both teams that are similar because that's how I draft. But I was like, what if the Bears, you know, like, don't do as good as I think they will. So I picked up the Panthers and dropped them. And they're doing amazing. So I'm like, that was stupid. But I mean, the Panthers are terrible.
Yeah. Well, see, that you say that, I have the Chargers defense in both leagues, so, and I don't feel like that.
Yeah.
But yes, Steelers and Bengals?
This is a tough one.
Who'd you go with?
I did the Bengals.
Same here.
It's because it's a road game for Ben. You can't trust the dude.
He's difficult on the road, man. And he's proven that in the past, year after year.
This is the last week that that James Conner should have this running back role to himself. I'm sure that he's going to run hard.
Oh, yeah, he wants to keep his spot. You know, even with Bell coming back, all of Bell's issues and all that stuff, he's a good running back. But I think Connor has proven that he is
starting level.
He's great. He's done so much things since, like, beginning of the year. Dude's been solid.
They've loved him ever since he came onto the team. You know, he's played a few times in a couple games, and he took advantage each time. He looks great. And, this whole situation with the Steelers running backs, I'm not sure what the team's going to want to do, what the coach is going to want to do. I'm pretty sure that they would be happier trading Le'Veon, getting a draft pick out of him, and just going with the guy who's been here the entire season.
He's been stubborn. He's been a pain in the ass for the Steelers in social media and on the team in general. Like, they came in not knowing what Connor could do. The dude ended up being solid for him.
He's definitely good. He's no Le'Veon Bell. If he was struggling, then they'd be like, come on, we got to get you back kind of deal. But now I think that they might both have some play in this, and then it makes both of them not as good as they
fantasy. It's going to be an Ingram and Kamara situation, and then...
Yeah, but the only crazy thing is they're both kind of like thunder, not lightning. You know that?
Yeah.
Like, Le'Veon, I guess, would be the more lightning out of the two, but he's not, like, super fast. He's just a good running back with great vision, patience, and he can make guys break tackles, but he's not crazy fast or something.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So it's more like thunder, and one of them, but they both can catch. I mean, you could do some plays where you have both of them out there and you're running some crazy offense, but... That's not how the Steelers' offense is set up now, so why would they do it? They're not going to change it up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I guess we'll just have to wait and see until next week, huh?
No, I'm going to have to keep this guy until the trade deadline is over. And then if I see him really doing bad, I'm going to have to drop James Conner, who's been, honestly, other than Saquon Barkley, the best back on my, like, probably the best player on my team. He's had multiple 30. The only time he's had a low scoring game, it was not like under 10 points or something. It was at least 12 or 15. I don't know.
Yeah. It hasn't been bad, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really helped me. I mean, only got one loss. So, Chargers and Browns. This one is tougher than did it to be. Because I picked the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl this year, and their defense has honestly not been doing as good.
I was going to say, it's been up and down. I feel like they're solid, and then they just have a really shit week, dude.
Yeah, dude, I've got they've scored 137 points. Top five, I think, in the league. They've allowed 130 points.
Yeah, that's
not being a shutdown type defense. I mean, they're just letting people score.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Browns will be able to score on them. They got too many weapons. It's a home game for the Browns. But I still went with the Chargers on this one.
I did too. And I mean, I did that because I am kind of, I don't know, I know the Browns are good, and I have players from both teams. But I just don't think the Browns will be able to keep the upkeep, keep the tempo, keep the push going to get above.
I think they slow games down. You know, they got a good defense, good run game. I think they try and run the clock out, you know, keep possession time, get touchdowns. And I don't think you can do that with the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, Melvin Gordon's not going to.
He's been a champ, dude. I've had him two years straight now, and he's been rolling this year.
I mean, I said it in the last podcast we did. I almost picked him up instead of Saquon Barkley,
mm-hmm.
which wouldn't have been bad. I have both of them. I mean, either one of them. They're both doing great. But, man, he's been solid.
I've enjoyed it. I'll tell you that.
I'm sure. But yeah, so I picked the Chargers.
I got the Chargers on that one too.
It's a hard one.
So, the recap so far, you and I both, we got the Giants, right?
We have all the same picks so far.
Okay. Well,
we forgot to for his pick so that we could put him out there, but
that's 2 weeks in a row we've done that.
I know. That's what happens when it's just us two.
I know. We'll have to get him back.
If we try. So, next game, the Colts and the Jets. I'm kind of surprised. The picks right now, Wilson? Is it showing you the percentages and everything?
No. Maybe. We'll see. I can pull it up.
64% of people picked the Jets over the Colts in this game.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but mine shows different. Mine shows 50.9 took the Colts, and then 48.7 took the Jets.
Right, refresh mine and see if it changed for me too.
Because I took the Colts in this one.
I took the Colts as well. It's still the same for me. It says 36%.
Hey, I don't know what the hell's going on then. But still, I think the Colts have been doing good. They've been doing solid. They just can't get over that last little step. And Lux, he's been thrown out of his mind. Which,
yeah, I mean, injuries. I mean, that was the biggest thing last week, was just how many injuries they have.
Yeah.
They're pretty beat up. And it's not Luck this time that's the one beat up. So, and T.Y. Hilton and Jack Doyle will be out for this game, too.
Yep.
Them go against the Patriots. And, I mean, they got pretty beat up. I mean, it wasn't a pretty game. Not even close, really.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But Luck was slinging the ball again. I mean, he can find guys. And their defense has been doing pretty solid. I'm not sure if their injured defenders are not for this game. I can't pick the Jets.
I mean, see, I can't either. I don't know if the Colts will even have Ebron though either.
He got a little injured too.
Well, I was listening to something today and he had three or four injuries to one leg. Like his ankle, his calf, or his ankle, shin, knee, and something else.
Hear that at all? That's crazy.
Well, you didn't listen to the Fantasy Focus podcast today either, so.
No Stefania Bell updates for me.
Well, I mean, it just all depends, man. Like Ebron, he catches a lot of balls for luck, but I just don't see, with all the injuries and stuff like that, even, I just don't see the Jets being able to collect it over the Colts right now. I mean, the Jets they've been struggling, they've been going back and forth, but it's just going to be a difficult game for them in general. I think the defenses and stuff like that have been pretty solid. Not knowing exactly what's going on, but Luck and his throwing ability has been pretty on point. But we'll see. We'll see if Darnold can do anything too crazy on here or not.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing good for sure. Like, I think that it was a good pick for the Jets, and their future looks great, especially with all these young players on defense actually playing good.
Well, I feel like he's a young Eli in a sense, like where Eli's at now. Just because he's struggling pretty bad in general. And I don't know if it's in his head or if it's just the way he's been playing, you know what I mean? But I've watched Darnold a little bit, not like a whole, like a whole lot of games. But with Belil Powell and stuff like that, I know they have different outlets if he needs it. It's just, I just don't see him going over the Colts.
I could see it. I could actually see this happening, especially with a home game. I mean, that's when.
Oh, they're in New York. Okay.
Jersey, I think, is where their stadium's at. But I think that's when they beat the Lions. You know, just destroyed the Lions was at a home game. So
that was earlier this year, wasn't it? Like game one or week one or week two.
First game, and. With all these injuries to the Colts, you know, I think the Colts are vulnerable to really anybody if they got all these playmakers injured.
Well, they're currently 1-4.
So, which is just terrible. I can't believe it. You know, I expected them. I was talking to a bunch of people, and I was saying that I would expect him not to be 100% luck, to be 100% for at least 4 weeks. And he came out, I think week two or three, and he looked really good. And he's still not 100%, but he's like 90%.
Letting the ball go. Really good. Like he did before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And I don't know. This game could go either way for me. I could see the Jets winning it. Especially if somehow Crowell runs for another 200-plus yards.
He's up in the air. He might not play. It could be the Belil Powell show.
Dude, it should be. I honestly don't know why he's never been their feature back. Like, the only guy.
He's good, too.
It was Matt Forte, and he's just a complimentary dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I couldn't tell you either, man. I've always been at a loss with that.
Like, if we didn't already have a really good passing back that I liked, then I would be like, go get Belil Powell.
Yeah.
Fox. But, so speaking of Seahawks, the next game, Seahawks and Raiders in London.
That means I won't. Are you going to wake up to watch it?
Probably not. I'll have it recorded and watch it later, but...
I'll probably be up. I'll probably be up laying in bed watching it. I always catch the end of the England... Or the... Yeah, the London games.
Yeah, it says it's at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So... Be at 10?
Something like that, yeah. 1 p.m. Eastern. That doesn't make sense because all the England games are super, super early. Like 6 or 7. Or like 7 or 8, I thought.
It's not Eastern Standard. It says EDT. So it must be whatever England's time zone is.
Okay, yeah. It's probably, I'm going to say 8 or 9 a.m. Maybe sooner.
Go see it.
That'd be cool. Send us pictures.
I've asked him a couple times if during the London shows if he's going to go watch them. And he said, that'd be sick.
But, that's not an answer. God damn it.
I know. Exactly. I picked the Hawks in this one.
Same here. I don't think that Derek Carr's good, but he's not good enough. And I don't think he has the weapons, you know, between Lynch and all that stuff. And Hooper has not been, or Cooper, what is it? It's Cooper, right? Amari Cooper?
Yep, Amari Cooper.
Okay, I said Hooper. I don't know. I was thinking Falcons and shit right there, but I just don't see him. I don't see him going over it. And, you know, having, oh, dude, the tight end for the Seahawks, Vannett. I know he's injured right now, but he's been pretty solid the last game or two since Dilsley went out.
Disley.
So, I mean, we'll see.
I was actually surprised that Disley was like the pass catching tight end when he just blew up that first game, you know?
Yeah.
Vannett to be doing good. I also didn't expect them to get rid of Luke Wilson because he was an amazing tight end and they haven't even used him on the Lions this year. So I don't know, honestly, going either way, the Raiders kind of have a home field advantage because they've gone to multiple London games.
That's true.
Them are the most that have gone to London. And Mexico. I think there's also a Mexico stadium.
Well, I guess we'll see how Baldwin can hold up. And if Russell can actually throw him the ball besides one time, two times or whatever it was last week.
Yeah, I mean, Lockett had some awesome downfield throws.
He's going to get those. I think he's the number one receiver right now. Baldwin is, but Baldwin, he's been hurt and he's been put on the back burner.
What is it? David Moore? I think that we need to see more of him and less of Brandon Marshall.
I have not even heard anything about Marshall this year. I mean, I knew he was on the Hawks, but I have not heard like really anything that puts him in my mind. Or seen anything.
Probably got under 10 catches this year. That's press conference where Pete Carroll kind of like coach speak said that Brandon Marshall needs to step up. And David Moore, I'm pretty sure it's David Moore. I know his last name's Moore. I just can't remember if his first name's David or not. Anyways, he actually started the game over Marshall in the last week.
Oh, really? Huh.
Rashad Penny, I think he only got like two carries, and basically, you know, Pete Carroll's doing
Carson. What he always, and Mike Davis, man.
Yeah, what he always does, and says, "Hey, man, these are the guys that are playing, that are trying to play hard, so they're playing, they're getting playing time."
Oh, they ran, dude. After seeing last week, you know, they both scored like 14 points of fantasy, but Mike Davis, he was running freaking hard, man. He was going at that line.
Always been like that. I mean, that's kind of a thunder and lightning. Mike Davis is fast. He's fast, and he runs into people like a torpedo, dude. He just goes straight at them. And, yeah, I've been really happy with him. I mean, he was basically our best back last year after all the injuries.
Yeah, you know?
He was our only player last year that might have had close to a 100-yard game, if not a 100-yard game. So,
yeah.
Great. Well, actually, no, that's a lie because I guess, what is it? I think Chris Carson's been our first back since like some crazy year.
Didn't we try running Eddie Lacy last year?
Yeah, last year we had Eddie Lacy.
I didn't even know what happened to that guy. He came out, he went off the face of the earth.
He did terrible. He had he's in free agency. I don't even know if he plays for anybody.
I wouldn't assume he does.
Yeah, he was overweight, you know, and they had all these bonuses that if he lost 5 pounds by this much time, 5 pounds by this much time. I think he only nailed the first one. Just terrible, and we had Thomas Rawls last year too. He now plays for the Jets.
Yeah, that's after all the upside to Thomas Rawls, and after, you know, being excited for him, that's crazy that he's gone. It was 2 years ago now, wasn't it? That he had that good preseason, and we were all excited for him.
No, 2 years ago it was the end of, or maybe it was 3 years ago. But anyways, it was in Marshawn Lynch was when he retired. You know, after that 1 year.
Yeah.
In that year, he had his back injuries, you know, wasn't running great, so we saw more of Thomas Rawls, and Thomas Rawls was running great, like crazy good. He looked like Marshawn Lynch running out there. And that's when Marshawn retired and then waited a year and then came back. And in that year, Thomas Rawls was our feature back who got injured a ton. Eddie Lacy was there, didn't do great. Then Mike Davis is coming in. We also had
McKissick.
We had McKissick and, oh gosh,
I don't remember who else it was.
Get me crazy.
It'll come to you eventually.
I'll think about it. But anyways, we had another running back who was a really good catcher and a decent sized guy. He got injured a whole bunch too, though. Always an ankle injury or injuries. And now Chris Carson's doing great. So I think that we could just, I mean, our whole game this year is centered around the run game. So I think that's what we'll do in this game. The Raiders are going to have to try and stop the run. And whenever they do, then we'll just get to passing downfield.
Yeah.
Jeremy. First game that the Seahawks are going to London. So I'm not sure how it could, be a big factor. So we'll see. I picked the Seahawks. You picked the Seahawks.
Yep, I did.
Seahawks too, but who knows?
I would assume he would if he was smart, but, you know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Cardinals and Vikings. This is too easy. Vikings. 3% of people pick the Cardinals. They're all Cardinals fans. That's how many people are Cardinals fans these days.
They're just not exciting. The Vikings have a good team. They just keep... I mean, they tied that one game. They have two losses right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals lost to the Seahawks 2 weeks ago, and I think that the Seahawks would lose to the Vikings if we were playing against them. Mm-hmm. So the offense is doing great for the Vikings. The defense is kind of like the Chargers and needs to step up more.
Yeah, for sure.
Josh Rosen's been doing good for the Cardinals. I think that he's... You know, got a good future. Larry Fitzgerald has not been doing good, and it's been really weird.
I have not had any urge to watch the Cardinal game or read anything about it, so.
Yeah, just watching him in the Seahawks and Cardinals game. Larry Fitzgerald was not Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like we spent too much time covering him when nothing happened, you know?
Yep.
But Panthers and Redskins. This game... I mean, I picked the Panthers. Everybody freaking in the world picked the Panthers.
Yep.
I don't think that the game on Monday, a good... That's not the Redskins. They got destroyed by the Saints. And it doesn't surprise me that they did, but it did surprise me how bad they actually themselves looked. It kind of looks like... Last night, you know, the Eagles destroying the Giants. They just looked bad. They couldn't get anything really going.
I was saying, yeah, they couldn't. And they didn't step up at all. Who's injured?
Adrian Peterson. He got injured the first play of that game against the Saints.
What happened to him?
So he got hit low, pretty much in the knee, and it kind of, it was like a hyper knee extension. Is what they bad. It was basically he just got stopped. His whole lower body got stopped, and he fell over.
Yeah.
When he was getting ready to run, it was ugly looking. But he's questionable. I think he'll probably play. And Chris Thomas also questionable. Jameson Crowder also questionable. Paul Richardson also questionable. This team is injured.
I was gonna say, I seriously feel like they've been injured for two seasons in a row now.
He is the guy who's usually injured on this team.
Reed
has been healthy.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I'm surprised he's not hurt because he was hurt for so long last year.
The year before, he's
always. I actually looked at Tanner's team today to see if there was a trade I could go for, and I looked at Reed, and I was like, wow, there's not a Q next to his name.
You're like, oh shit.
He's dude, that's insane.
Yeah, you were probably searching for him on his bench. He's definitely in. Got to be down here.
Yeah, it was nuts, man.
Yeah, and I don't feel great about the Panthers either. They almost lost to the Giants last week. Coming off of a bye week, I think. Or maybe this is their bye week.
It's a fluke. No, Panthers were on a bye week the week before, yes.
Okay, yeah, them and the Bears.
But the Panthers are a good team, man. The Panthers, I mean, they came off a bye week and they were pretty slow, but they still got it off. And McCaffrey, you know, that dude, I got him in the league and he's been scoring like crazy. But I think they're gonna crush this Redskins team, dude. Like, I seriously think they're gonna smash on their face.
Should. I think it's a home game for the Redskins.
I don't think it's gonna matter a whole lot.
I could see them crushing the Redskins. I could see it being a close game too. I mean, the Redskins. What did they? I think they beat the Packers. I'm pretty sure they did.
Did they? Wow! No,
but they've beat some teams. And the crazy thing is, you know, if they had won the Saints last week, they would be the top of their division right now. The Eagles are right now because they beat the Giants.
Oh, they did. They did beat the Cardinals and the Packers. 31-17 on the Packers and 24-6 on the Cardinals.
The Packers game is just surprising as hell. The Cardinals one isn't, but I think this team, I mean, Smith is better than he played.
What are they, 3-2 right now?
They had a bye week.
Okay, so yeah.
Week before last.
Wait, no, so they beat the Jets, beat the Cardinals, and beat the Packers, so they should be 3-2.
It says they're 2-2. They went on a bye week for sure.
Oh, maybe it was preseason. I think that was preseason ball.
Yeah, that's probably preseason.
Yeah, that was preseason ball, it was. That's still good, though, beating the Packers. The Packers are good, even with the healthy Rodgers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers beat the Bears when he messed his leg up, so.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so I could see this game also being close, even though everyone's voting for the.
I still pulled for the Panthers, so.
Yeah, so far we haven't had any differences.
Uh-uh.
On this
Which
next
is
one either.
Shitty, because I'm never going to get back up into the game at all, being the same.
Yeah, no shit, huh? Garrett's one. He's one behind me again. I was two ahead of him, and then I picked the Giants this week. So he's he's one behind me now.
I so thought the Giants would have won. I'm not even going to get back into that stupid shit, but whatever.
I had the Eagles picked and then picked the Giants afterwards. Like, I was like, the Eagles are, like, I always do a first impression, just click through, and then I go back and look at my picks, and I'm like, this is at the Giants' home field, you know. I ended up clicking them, and I regret it now. So,
same.
All right. Of a difference here. I picked the Rams.
I picked the Rams, too. For sure, over the Broncos. I don't think Keenan had a good game. Can do it.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, he had a good game last week, which pissed me off because I dropped him, and he does good. But, they had a close game, one of the closest games that the Chiefs have had this year were against the Broncos. But that's because the Chiefs' defense is not that great, and the Rams' defense is that great.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see Marcus Peters just going – on Sanders, and then they have to rely on I can't catch a ball, Demaryius Thomas, to catch footballs.
You mean Butterfingers? Dude that hits a fucking hands, but it just slides out literally every time he touches the ball?
Butterfinger Thomas.
Seriously, I traded that piece of crap today. He did have a good game last week, though. He had 19 points. But all the other games, dude, it was like a nail-biter for me. I'm like, dude, is this guy going to catch anything? He's gotten thrown at least, you know, 8 times, 10 times, and he's dropped literally everything. But he always seemed to get about 8 to 10 points, maybe more. But I couldn't handle it anymore. I was done. I'm happy with my trade today.
Yeah, I think that was a good trade for both of you. You know, Andrew gets a better quarterback, a little more reliable, and then also gets two decent, get one very good player. I think it's a pretty decent trade.
Yeah, I see. I felt good about it because I needed one more solid player, and I think I got it. But I still kept Morris because he took a picture of the one that there was too many people. So I still have Morris and I still have Jones sitting on my bench.
That's pretty good.
Which I'm not too worried about. And I picked up Carr just because, like, I was looking at his schedule and it doesn't look too terrible for when I do need a quarterback in week 8. And I cannot remember. I think I picked up Ito Smith. Just because Freeman's been hurt and injury prone.
Yeah, and Ito, I mean, they said that even when Freeman was coming back, it was going to be like 40% Freeman, 40% Coleman, and 20% Ito, just because of how good he's been doing.
Yep, I heard that too. So I was satisfied with it.
Yeah, Freeman's one of the highest paid running backs in the league. Last year, he was the highest paid.
You can't do shit when you're hurt literally every other week.
Yeah, he's been one of those guys.
And you get out there and you don't do shit, and so you're gonna be sad. Like Ingram, like last week or this week with the Saints and the freaking, I know it was last week, right? Monday.
Yeah, it was last week.
Dude, that was insane. Kamara's been doing great, and then Ingram comes in. Ingram's a higher scorer, and Kamara does shit.
Well, yeah, he Kamara's been injured, so I think they actually decided to let him sit out a little bit.
Yeah. I've seen that. And I mean, I was happy, but I wasn't happy at the same time because I could have won DK if I had Kamara and Breeze doing well. But at the same time, I won both my leagues in the other one because Kamara did mediocre.
Breeze did really good, though.
I had Breeze in DK, and I was happy with it, but...
Yeah, he was solid. So, yeah, the only thing I'd say, the Rams have Cooper Kupp and Brandon Cooks look like they're going to clear concussion protocol. So they should be good to play.
I was going to ask about that, actually, during this podcast. Because I have Cooks out right now, but I thought about benching him just because I wasn't sure what was going on.
Carissa has Robert Woods and Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually put Robert Woods in... even knowing that those guys are coming back and there's going to be, you know, less targets for Woods. But I think that Stephon Diggs could get shadowed by Patrick Peterson and have a shitty day.
It's going to be a Thielen show.
Yeah, it could be a Thielen show. I mean, he's the slot receiver. And usually Patrick Peterson doesn't cover that guy, so.
Mm-hmm.
Doing nothing, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so on to a game that should be low scoring, I'm guessing. Jaguars and the Cowboys.
Okay, I picked the Jaguars in this one just because I don't think it's going to all rely on Elliott to me for the Cowboys to win this game. If they do, but the Jaguars defense is pretty solid.
Yeah, it's very solid, and especially literally, the only thing that the Cowboys can do is run the ball or pass the ball to Elliott. So all they have to do is shut down Elliott, and they have all these playmakers that they can just have it go man on man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow going to get a 50-50 ball on Jalen Ramsey. So yeah. This defense is going to destroy the Cowboys.
Oh, hands down. I think Prescott gets flustered in this game.
And I could see Bortles doing... I mean, even last week when he lost the game and threw like three picks or something, he still had over 400 yards or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like 300 at least. And, you know, Dak Prescott's not doing that. Losing games and somehow throwing it that much.
No. His body language says so much for this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I watch, you know, like, I'm not much of a Cowboys fan anyways, but, like, you could tell when a person gets down really fast, and I feel like Prescott, like, he doesn't feel like he has many options besides Elliott.
He really doesn't, but did you hear about Allen Hurns saying that it's not all the receiver's fault and they're getting separation, but they're not always getting passed to?
Why? Because Prescott can't seem to throw it into the pocket.
He's hesitating. You know, he's not. He's going through his. Open, but he's going for a safer option kind of deal. And Jerry Jones has been talking about the receivers and how they don't have a number one receiver and haven't had for years. And so
I don't agree.
Allen Hurns spoke out because he's not used to Jones, an owner who talks to the freaking press every single time after the game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this team, I could see the Giants where they start blaming their QB, they start blaming their receivers, they start blaming their coach.
I seen stuff about a petition. I think we talked about this in a past broadcast. That was to get Prescott and Jones out of there.
I know. Yeah, this team, I think, is going to have its worst year ever this year. And I was saying this the whole time. And Garrett was drinking the Kool-Aid from Will Cain, because he had him to win this division, and they would be bottom of the division right now if the freaking Giants could get a win. You know what's kind of sad?
What?
Giants have scored more points than the Cowboys.
I can see it. I can totally see it, because if Eli can just get the ball around OBJ. Or Barkley, you know, doing his running game, man. I can see it.
Yeah.
What is it? Shepherd's, right? Is it Shepherd?
Yeah, Sterling Shepherd.
Is not a bad player either. It's just Eli needs to learn to open his eyes when he's throwing the ball, bro. Like,
sure, but like he's a great player. They should get back next week. And yeah, it's just...
Hopefully they will.
Crazy. The Giants have been the most scored on team in the NFL. 2 points.
Oh, shit, really? That's pretty bad. That's pretty awful, actually.
They're second place. Can you guess who the most scored on team is? Try and guess.
Most scored on team?
Yeah, it's in the NFC South. So it's either the Saints, Panthers, Buccaneers, or Falcons.
That's tough. I want to say the Saints.
It's the Falcons.
See, I was going back and forth between the Saints and Falcons, but I was figuring that first week when they got fucking demolished that it could have been
the Saints. The Saints. So the Falcons have 163 points scored on them, and the Saints have 140. So they're not too far off of each other.
Okay. Yeah.
Been scored on 162 points, so they're only 1 point difference between the Falcons.
Yeah,
they're only what is that, 16 points less than the Falcons that they've scored.
It's nuts, man.
Yeah, I just can't believe the Giants should be doing better. And the Cowboys should be bottom of this division.
I don't know. I can't get my head wrapped around the Cowboys or the Giants. They're both bad to me. They're both terrible.
This is definitely the worst year the Cowboys have had. The Giants were the worst team in the NFL last year. Other than the Browns, obviously.
That's insane, man. Even the Browns gave him a run for the money, I think, last year, didn't they?
The Browns went 0-16.
I know, but I thought they were pretty close to beating the fucking Giants last year.
Really close to beating a bunch of teams.
Yeah, they just could not get over the goddamn hump.
It was bad. Last year was bad for the Browns, and look at them turn it around. They could be top of the division right now if just a couple of plays went a little different.
Yeah.
They tied with the Steelers. Them and the Steelers have the same record, bottom of the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the AFC North, the next game, the Ravens and the Titans. This is a tough one.
It wasn't so tough for me. I mean, I took the Ravens just because of their defense and the way their offense can play. But I don't feel... I hate saying that. I don't feel confident in Mariota right now.
I don't know what's going on with him, dude. He goes and throws for like 400 yards and two or three touchdowns 1 week, and then the next week he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, dude. It went from nothing, to 29 points to nothing again. I'm like, dude, what the hell happened, man? Like,
the Bills. They lost to the Bills, yeah. And Mariota didn't do anything. I don't know what's going on with this team. Their offense is the issue, though. They're struggling.
But
tight defense is keeping guys down. Mm-hmm. It's the offense that can't do anything about it.
Yep, I agree with that. I agree with that fully. Even without really Matthews, I know they got rid of him, but yeah. Who stepped up? Nobody. Nobody stepped up so far.
Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor are supposed to be the guys that are stepping
up. Taywan Taylor, I'm pretty sure, is on the waiver wire in our shit, and Corey Davis has not had anything going for him this year.
Actually fumbled the football last week and screwed over the Titans. It was like a time that they needed to get the ball downfield, and he fumbled the football. Yeah, I picked the Ravens too, and it's a home game for the Titans. It's in Nashville. And this is one of the closest percentages.
Being what? Let's see. Oh, yep.
56 and 44?
Yep. 56-43. Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Yeah. The game should be close. I think it's going to be a defensively driven game. I don't see it being very high scoring. And I don't see the Titans getting the upper hand. Most people... feel the same
it way could be Ravens. Scoring if Flacco can get the ball downfield.
And they should be able to air it out with John Brown in this one. I mean, Malcolm Butler is a decent
quarterback,
but he's a shorter dude. So I could see them, and he's not as fast as John. Not many people are as fast as John Brown. So
yeah, I forgot I Butler went to the Titans. Nope, you put Brown in this week?
Yeah, I've got Brown in. It might be in. I can't remember. I think I did put him in. Maybe not.
You guess you'll have to check, huh?
Yeah, I think I put him in over Alex Collins, but yeah, I'll have to check. I'm trying to think of who I would have. Yeah, I have to have him in because he's in my flex. I have him in because there's some guys on bye week this week.
Oh, yeah, you got Ingram on bye. You got a few people on bye, actually.
So, yeah.
Well, this next one for me was not a hard choice, but it was a hard choice at the same time because I think this one's a potential to be a back and forth, kind of like thrown out type game.
A nail biter.
I think it's just going to be air ball, you know, throwing the ball. Hunt getting the ball here and there, James White getting the ball here and there, but I think they're just going to be fucking throwing the shit out of this ball.
It's probably going to depend on who gets the ball first and who ends with it. Mm-hmm. Is what's going to be the big decider in this game because, yeah, these two teams, I mean, the Patriots finally have all their weapons back and a new weapon, Josh Gordon.
Yep,
definitely. And now all of a sudden their team looks like one of the best in the AFC division or what's it called? The AFC and NFC. But yeah, the Patriots look like one of the best teams in the AFC, and so do the Chiefs.
The Chiefs are 5-0 right now. It's hard to go against that, especially the way, I mean, Mahomes got slowed down a little bit, but he still scored. He still threw two touchdowns.
Yeah, he threw two interceptions last week, but other than that, they still just destroyed the Jaguars, which last week was the first week that I think I went against the Chiefs. And, yeah, I shouldn't have done it because...
Paid for it.
Everybody, yeah. I mean, it was mostly Blake Bortles not being able to keep up. Kind of like what I said in our last podcast. I said, well, you can get either Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde. That's who Blake Bortles is. You know, yeah. You can have a good day or you can have a bad day.
I don't know why. He's been good, and he's solid when he's good. But then when he's bad, he's Eli bad.
Yeah, he's real bad.
I'm going to start using that, Eli bad. You're Eli bad, bro. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oh, man.
I know. It's terrible.
Well, so we both choose Chiefs on that one.
And well, I wonder if Garrett chose the Patriots or not. We'll see.
I almost can see him choosing that just because Brady and just because they both have offensive weapons. It's going to be on the defense to make a stop this game.
The Patriots as his Super Bowl pick, so I would assume that he would choose the Patriots. So do I.
That's what I do too, but I chose against the fucking Patriots this time. Which is bad to say, but the Chiefs have been playing... They've been playing good, man.
Yeah, did you hear that stat that's been thrown around that against rookie quarterbacks, the Patriots are 23-0. No rookie quarterback has beat them.
Oh wow! I think that changes today, so it'll be 23-1, or this week. But at the same time, I could see that's been around a long time, so I could be wrong. I could be way wrong.
What they always say about Belichick is he finds what your best weapon is and takes it away, but they have too many weapons out here.
Yeah, they got a lot of weapons, man, to take. You got to take a lot away from that offense.
For sure. And it'll be a home game for the Patriots, so they've got that going for them. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Yeah. Dude, we've been fucking on the whole time. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be dead on this game, this one too.
That's going to be the same on this one. Apparently, pick the same guys.
What the fuck? I read your shit. Good. I read your mind. I was like, Ryan's picking these guys. I got to pick these guys too.
I know you did. I was wondering why my phone was missing for those couple hours. Yeah. I mean, this is. Don't get cute. It's the Packers. You have to pick them. All their wide receivers are going to be in this game. I'm pretty sure Randall Cobb's back. And Geronimo Allison is questionable because he still has concussion protocol to clear, but I think he's going to clear it.
Dude, and I know you don't like Allison very much, but this fucking guy has scored above 10 points in literally every game he's played.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, as soon as they got rid of Jordy Nelson, everybody's like, what the hell are they doing? But I mean, this guy's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing great. And he's been sitting on my bench because I haven't needed him yet, but it's going to come time. Week 8.
And...
Fuller goes on fucking bye week, and he's going to be out on my team.
And even their rookie did good last week to fill in for Randall Cobb, that Scanty guy, I think. Scantley. He did good. And if Cobb ever goes out again, then he should be able to take over that role pretty easy.
Yeah.
And not have any issues. So as long as Geronimo can stay healthy... Cobb always seems injured to me. I don't. Mm-hmm. He's never been.
He's a fragile. He's a fragile.
Yeah. And the Packers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers looked pretty bad. He still threw for a crazy good amount of yards and passes and everything.
But
Aaron
Rodgers
looked bad.
Yeah, he looks bad. His shit always ends up decent though. I don't know how. Like I was thinking about that last time I watched him play. It was last week, the week before. And I'm like, I can't remember who I had. But watching the guy throw downfield, like, he always seems to get yardage on the field, no matter what happens, whether he's doing super shitty or really good. He either, like, he gets a decent amount of yards every time he throws that damn ball.
Yeah, he looked frustrated last week, like, really frustrated and irritated with how he was playing and his offense was playing. It wasn't great, and it really... I mean, I was happy that we both picked the Lions to beat them, didn't we? Or did you pick the Packers?
Yeah, no, so. I picked the Lions.
I mean, all those injuries, it really added up, and he was frustrated with it. And, you know, now he's getting his guys back. And even if those guys are injured right now, I don't think the 49ers are as good as the Lions.
No, not at all, especially with all the injuries right now.
This is a home game. It's at Lambeau Field. So, I mean, the Packers are going to come out.
Yeah, they're definitely going to get it. There's no way. They play too good there. I think they play too damn good there. At home.
I do.
We got fucking Rodgers. He gets a lot of confidence in his ability to throw and in his ability to let somebody just jump into the air and catch a ball.
Yeah, he definitely does. But yeah, so I mean, that's all of our picks this week.
Hopefully Garrett comes back next week.
Yeah, Garrett's got his mom visiting this week, so that's why he wasn't on and we didn't do a show earlier this week. I mean, it wasn't really worth it for me to do another solo. I would pretty lame. I kind of hated doing the solo, to be honest.
It's hard, man. It's real hard.
So yeah, we should be back next Tuesday. Hopefully Garrett will be on. I'm sure he will be. And yeah, thanks for tuning in to the Red Zone Podcast.
Have a good night.